Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live. That's what we do here for another 2 hours on Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we covered some interesting topics in the last hour having to do with California attempting to regulate the pornography industry, basically. And you are welcome to call in on that and any other topic, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But I want to switch it up. From TheHill.com, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You heard of her, Alex?
RBG.
That's right. So she's, in many ways, a feminist icon. And I'm not, like, feminism is this funny word that in some cases I absolutely agree with, and in other cases it indicates the person I'm talking to is insane.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with it, but we'll read the story here. In the opening scenes of the documentary RBG, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg famously quotes abolitionist feminist Sarah Grimke, "I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of my brethren is that they take their feet off our necks." And no one argues with this,
yeah,
right?
Sounds reasonable. No one wants feet on their neck.
I mean, where is this happening? In America. I mean, to be a feminist in America means you're fighting for women's rights in America. And where is the foot on your neck in America? Now, we could talk about reproductive rights and the ability to get an abortion and all that other stuff. But you're not at that point actually talking about the same thing. There's more than one life involved, and it depends on when one decides life for themselves, life begins, and all that stuff. But leaving abortion out of this, so the screaming harridans that are upset about abortion, let's just slide that over to another, because that's not a feminist issue, that's an abortion issue. So let's talk about the feminist stuff. Where under the law, or where in reality, are women not able to, function as human beings? 'Cause
I've heard a lot about this pink tax. Have you heard of that?
No. Oh, because you're a woman, it costs more to be a woman. So, like, menstrual products.
Well, I think it's also that, like, a shaver. A woman's shaver costs more than a man's shaver.
Buy a man's shaver.
That's impossible.
Right. Oh, you want it in pink? All right, it costs a little more.
Yeah, so I think that's what
women's haircuts cost more, but I'm not in the haircutting industry, so I can't speak to what's more or less difficult. But men have long hair sometimes. Does their hair cost less or more? I don't know. I mean, I don't know any of these things. I've heard that women's haircuts cost more, and I presume that's just supply and demand. Because how do you cut your hair, Alex?
In the bathroom.
With clippers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do the same. I don't now, I just think there's more men who are out there cutting their hair in the bathroom with clippers or a razor or whatever than there are women. So supply, demand, I don't know. That's, if you want to circumvent the market, you're going to have a difficult time.
What about things like Me Too and sexual harassment?
Sure. So, Me Too, interestingly, was kicked off by Hollywood, which I think is the industry least qualified to talk about this sort of thing.
Why is that?
Well, because it's attractive women, in many cases, who want to, who are applying to do sex scenes, who are then upset that they are you know, they're in competition with each other, and a way to distinguish yourself in that competition is to, I don't know, get the attention of the person doing the hiring. And maybe that's what they did. I just think Hollywood is a poor place to look at this stuff. If we're talking about a CPA firm, yeah, sure, I get it. The lady started working at the CPA firm. She was expecting to crunch numbers for a living, not be treated like a hooker. And, you know, that's completely fair. Now, what do I think? What's a libertarian solution for this? I don't know. I think that people should be able to run their businesses how they want to run their businesses. And if that means they're hiring based on people's sexual prowess, I think they likely won't stay in business for very long. And I think that the solution should be is once you're treated like this, you should talk to your boss.
Hooters begs to differ.
Yeah. Yeah, Hooters. There's probably some sexual harassment that goes on between customers and waitresses at Hooters. It's just my guess. By the way, I've always liked their wings. So anyway, I'm going to go on with the article here. To some advocates, the government must not only provide equal opportunity for women, it must forcibly ensure that women are hired in equal numbers to men. They therefore propose mandatory woman quotas, which require businesses to hire a certain percentage of women or face fines.
Is this all businesses or only the good jobs? Are the coal miners and trash collectors and other deadly construction jobs being forced to be 50% women?
I think you know the answer to that.
You're right.
They, therefore, propose that women quotas, which require... Yeah, this puts equal numbers above equal treatment and undermines the concept of equality for which Ginsburg has fought throughout her career. Now, this is me guessing. I'm just spitballing here. But aren't there fewer men sort of in their working age than women in the workforce? Excuse me, more men in their working age than women in the workforce? I can tell you this. My wife, when we had our son, she was in her 30s. She has not worked a 9-to-5 job. And she has not worked a J-O-B since. She's done work for Free Talk Live, you know, bookkeeping and that sort of thing. She does stuff with investments and this kind of thing in our household, but she does not punch a clock for another person at all. I, on the other hand, have...
That's oppression.
What's that?
You're oppressing her.
I'm oppressing her. How the heck did I do that?
You and society have told her that now that she's a mother, she doesn't deserve a job. She should be a homemaker, and that's not right.
Well, I didn't tell her because she said that if she didn't get a kid out of me, that she put a trailer hitch on her car and said she was leaving.
Wow.
So maybe it's society oppressing her. Maybe it's her uterus oppressing her. I'm not entirely sure what oppresses her, but it isn't me.
Well, someone's being oppressed. There always is, right?
Right. Well, it's not the men, though, right?
No, it can't be.
Even though I was threatened with, you know, annulment of my marriage, a divorce over not, you know, producing a child willingly.
Yep.
I wasn't being oppressed, right?
No.
Okay.
That wasn't emotional abuse or any of those other type of things.
I don't think, by the way, it's any of those things. It's somebody making their position known.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? Like, there was a negotiation. I said, all right, you want a kid, you take care of it. Just like you would with a teenager who wants a dog.
Yeah.
You know? Turns out, she was right. It was the best decision of our lives. I love my son, and just like everybody loves their kids. And I think he's wonderful and all that stuff. But at the time, that wasn't where I was coming from. I needed to be shoved into it. Circumstances, I needed to, an agreement needed to be made.
Yeah.
So, this whole idea of women being oppressed because they have children doesn't make any sense to me. But I do think that many women are out of the workplace, and that women who are in the workplace often have to, you know, for whatever reason, I think this is called emotional labor, have to take care of the kids as far as they have to be home when they get home from school, or, you know, whatever the situation is, whereas the husband goes out and is the breadwinner, as they say. And this is the way things have been for a very long time. If you don't like it, don't have kids. Or set up an arrangement with your spouse where this isn't what happens. But
well, is it the husband that goes out or the higher earner?
Sometimes it's both. I mean, sometimes you never know. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. Coming up soon is LibertyCon, as in Liberty Convention. And here's an update. You don't want to miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, who is the son of Milton Friedman and the father of Patry Friedman. And frankly, I think, in my mind, David Friedman, one of the most important voices in the Liberty movement, author of, I think it's The Machinery of Freedom. And Timothy Sandifer, obviously you can tell who my favorite is. David will be arguing the government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing the government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? By the way, I would say that government is necessary. I don't know if the state is. Does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's magazine, will debate Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Perlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods' CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique liberty convention. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. It's a great event. It's aimed towards students, so there is a student discount. But, I mean, even the full-price tickets are like $100. And I can get you $10 off with using coupon code FTL at LibertyCon.com. LibertyCon.com. As I understand it, it's a great event. It could be one of the largest this year, and it should be one of the largest this year. And we're going to go, and I will be there. Please come check us out, LibertyCon.com. And, Alex, we're reading this story about sort of the difference between feminism as it has existed throughout my life and whatever this screeching group of harridans who call themselves feminist are now. Like, it's like there was a crusade, a righteous crusade, and they slew the Vandals, and now they just have to go on pillaging cities in order to keep themselves going.
Yeah.
I mean, what is... So this is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the quote here is, "All I ask my brethren is that they take their feet off our necks. I ask no favor for my sex." This is Sarah Grimke. And I have no dispute with that. Look, my mother was the second field engineer for General Telephone and Electronics in the state of Florida. She had to deal with a lot of stuff. And she did it with aplomb. But now it seems like people are constantly looking for the slightest infringement, anything that could be an infringement, and laying it up upon whatever grievance they have. I had a situation where a female reporter was interviewing a group of young men in Hong Kong. So I was there recently. And, you know, she's dressed kind of grungy. These guys were wearing... Guy Fawkes masks. So I just thought she was one of them. And I asked a question to the young men, and she's like, "Excuse me, I am conducting an interview." I'm like, "Well, pardon me, I'll wait my turn." You know, from her tone, I believe, she was, you know, feeling that somehow she was being infringed for, I don't know, her height, her gender, whatever it is. You want to look like the adult in the room? Dress like it.
Yeah.
You got to choose what clothes you put on today. And clothes really do make a difference. Ask that gentleman down in Florida that got killed with the Skittles. What was his name?
Was that Trey?
Trayvon Martin, yes. Clothes make a difference. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it's true. And it's a decision you make every day. And I'm just going to guess that if Trayvon Martin were wearing a...
polo shirt and khakis.
Fine, polo shirt and khakis. I was going to say a short-sleeved Oxford with a little clip-on tie.
Or even an Avengers t-shirt.
Anything. I have the standard issue white guy Avenger T-shirt. Absolutely. Can the black guys? You as a black guy. Can the black guys wear the Black Panther T-shirt? Is that okay?
Yeah, why not?
My son dressed
up forever.
My son dressed up as Black Panther. Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
He's appropriating culture.
He has no idea. It's just like it's his favorite character.
He was born with cultural appropriation in his blood.
Yeah, that's probably it. Well. What can I tell you? What I can tell you is the grievance culture is, it's so boring. And I need to check my number on this, but I did hear sometime in the recent past, China is going to roll out 1 million engineers this year.
Yeah.
1 million engineers. And like it or not, on the world stage, there's competition between the U.S. and China and Moscow and a variety of other countries around the world. So, while China has 1 million engineers, the United States has a bunch of people who, when they can't figure out where to use the bathroom, they run to the safe place and play with gender-neutral Legos.
Wow.
I mean, that is the state of the American youth. And the millennials are all like, why do you guys hate on us? Well, the millennials aren't even in college anymore.
Well,
are you millennial or are you a
millennial?
Yes.
Well, the behavior would make you think otherwise, right? It's sort of like the co-living, co-working. They're trying to keep this college thing going on forever.
And they loved college.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people would listen to their nonsense.
And they were
at this
important.
Point, college professors are complaining
they
that kids...
the students.
What's that?
You can see it now. College professors are afraid of their students.
Yeah. They're afraid that the students are going to get them fired, that the students are, you know, complain about their grades, and the college professors can't do their grades properly.
He misgendered someone, and, you know, he's bringing his old racist view of history and this and that. It's tough.
I'm pretty sure racism and history are pretty well interlinked.
Yeah.
Or at least ethnocentrism. You know, I'm watching this series called The Last Kingdom on Netflix. It's about the Vikings coming to England and Wessex being the last kingdom that was of the Saxons. And, you know, they weren't killing each other on the regular over nothing at all. It was about money and ethnicity and, you know, all the things, enslaving women. All the things that people are complained about, history is racist. And
yeah.
You need to understand that.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to understand that, you're not learning history. You're learning something else. You can play whatever game you want, but we call pool the game that has rules, right? I mean, it has certain rules for the game of pool. Well, history has certain rules, too. And one of them is racism and understanding that. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. There might be some latency issues there on that one, though, so I'm not 100% sure. Free Talk Live. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society. Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. There is a chance that President Trump will commute or pardon Mr. Stone, to which Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, are saying that that would look like an act of corruption on the president's part, to which Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
Congressman Schiff is trying to lay the basis for an investigation of the president's behavior yet again.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. That is a toll-free call for you young kids. We used to have tolls on long-distance calls. And I can get that toll-free call even way over here in the U.S. Mariana Islands, near the Philippines, halfway around the world, and I'll be able to hear you with the slightest amount of latency. It's all flying through fiber optic cables, and this is as little latency as you possibly can get. Thank you, Comrex. I bet they don't get a lot of mentions on the radio, but they really do make the industry work. It's Comrex, if you want to check out what Comrex does. I've got a little device here that is a specialized modem. It makes all this possible. Are you 100% sure to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. My family does this, and I think you should too. I mean, you should at least take a look at it. So instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt all at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. That dash is important. CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm at the CFO Project. Excuse me. The CFO Project at CFO-project.com. That's CFO-project.com. So our article here about Ruth Bader Ginsburg has kind of drug us off into what I believe is widely known as grievance culture, Alex.
Yeah.
Now, you recently got your master's at Cambridge. Not Cambridge. You're
Stanford.
From Stanford. You're from Cambridge. So I don't know what about your college career didn't allow you to get into Harvard, but you know, perhaps you just didn't want to go live with the family.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you are, like a black man, best I can tell, or at least partially. I don't know that I'd call you a black man, but your dad's black, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And from Africa, so you're not an African American.
Oh, I think I am.
Okay. So what?
First gen, right?
Okay. So you're not a black American? How do we call this? I mean, I don't even know how to distinguish the folks that are the descendants of slaves that were brought here.
On the progressive stack of victimage,
yeah,
I am a little lower ranking than those who can trace their ancestry to 1619.
Yes, right. Well, they can't, right? Because that's one of the problems with being a slave is that you can't. You just don't get to know. And I think that it's worth pointing out that slavery is, since the agrarian revolution, 9,000 years ago, slavery is the natural state of man.
Yeah.
I mean, between 20 and 9,000, you pick where it is. It took a while to spread. So we were just talking in the last segment about the Vikings and the Saxons, and I'm relatively certain that on probably both sides of that scenario, some of my ancestors were taken into slavery as recently as 1,000 years ago. And very likely, far more recently than that.
I mean, slavery is still practiced today.
It certainly is, yeah.
And thanks to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's interventions in Libya, you can see on YouTube and other websites slave markets openly practiced in Libya.
Well, it's a good thing they set those people free, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they benefited in some way. And that's what you really have to ask yourself. I mean, Muammar Gaddafi, not a great guy, but there weren't slave markets going on when he was in charge.
Yeah, I mean, he did a decent job. Compared to the neighboring countries, Libya was doing pretty well. I believe they had near universal access to health care, okay education system, increasing quality of life. By many metrics in the region, they were doing pretty well.
And now
there's open slavery.
Yeah, that's very bad.
Yeah.
So how does this grievance culture present itself in colleges today? Because I think that's where Americans are most concerned with it, is as they see this new generation coming up and they're being, first off, this is the whirlwind that the college professors are reaping. They created grievance culture, and now it is well beyond what they can imagine as reasonable. It isn't reasonable.
Yeah.
But that's because you have young people who've never had a job in their life complaining about why they don't get to have, their caramel macchiatos three times a day. Why does it cost so much to have the things that I want? It must be my color, my gender, my station in life. They don't even talk about class anymore. It's all about, something that you were born with. You hate me because of my whatever.
Yeah. So I think a large part of it stems from guilt. So a lot of people, and keep in mind, this isn't every college. You'll notice this is concentrated at the top institutions across America.
That's true.
And I think that's
not George Mason.
Yeah. And it's because the people who go to those top institutions are often pretty privileged. They had advantages. They never had to work in high school, or they won't have to work in college. And as a result, they feel pretty guilty. And in this society where it's encouraged to be a victim, repentance is good, just guilt being pumped on the kids from when they're young.
And that's the thing that I don't understand. As an ex-convict, right, I spent 8.5 years in prison. I am legally discriminated against. Like, really, there are jobs I can't hold. There are guns I can't possess, all of them. there are lots of things I simply cannot do. There are places to which I cannot travel. People who, I'm really, seriously discriminated against. And you won't hear me complain about it much at all. I mean, I'll point it out now and then, but I don't complain about it much. And that, but people who are imagining that they are somehow discriminated against, but they'll wail about it constantly.
Yeah, I think it's where you grew up and how you grew up and the world you grew up. You weren't told from a young age that, you know, your culture has oppressed the world, you've done everything wrong, you're part of the problem.
I wasn't told that?
Not to the same degree as the current generation.
I think I was told that.
That American history started in 1619 when the first slave arrived on shores?
The same bull crap shtick has been around for a long time. It's just getting its roots in now. It was just a seed before, and now it's getting its roots in. So I will agree with you that it wasn't pervasive. But the obvious rebuttal is I am responsible for every single person I have enslaved. And I'm responsible for making them whole. I'm responsible for everybody that I have whipped across the back with a bullwhip. I'm responsible for that. And I'm thus not responsible for anybody who was ever whipped with a bullwhip that wasn't whipped by me. And not responsible for anybody who was enslaved that was not enslaved by me. Is it bad? Sounds bad. But it's not my responsibility.
You're telling me you can't inherit the sins of your father?
Well, no. And if that was the case, then everybody could inherit the sins of their father, in which case everybody would be guilty of something.
Well, I think that's the idea, right? It's that everyone's either oppressor or oppressed.
But no, that means that everybody is oppressor and is oppressed. See, that's the that's the distinction these people would like you to make, is that you're either an oppressor or an oppressed. But the fact is everybody's an oppressor and everybody's oppressed, making this argument nonsensical and void.
But it feels good.
To whom does it feel good?
It feels
stupid
good
people?
To point and say it's their fault.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
The patriarchy, the elites, the millionaires and billionaires.
Millionaires and billionaires.
Someone's to blame.
If you believe... Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that there's something wrong with being white or male or whatever.
Successful.
Any of those things.
And
call in.
There's a position at Sanford waiting for you.
Yeah, well, call in. 855-450-3733. Because I don't understand. I need to have this explained to me. I am too enmeshed in my white ex-convict privilege to even understand the point.
Yep.
Please tell me. 855-450-3733.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk Live here on the radio. It is Mark with you.
And Alex.
And we're coming from the U.S. Mariana Islands. We have proposed the segment. We have, at this point, when I came to the U.S. Mariana Islands, I was on a search, an exploration, to see whether or not your belief that it was the freest place in the United States is true. Right?
And what did you conclude?
My conclusion is you're correct. I like, by a long shot, it is palpably freer here. Now, I mean, I'm not going to say the place is perfect. There's some things about
Nor
it I'd like.
To
What's that?
Nor would I.
Right. There's some things I'd like to see fixed around here. You know, some things that could be done better, in my opinion. But it is definitely freer. And we've been on Free Talk Live talking about how freedom works. And I think that we can show that in Saipan, one of the reasons that that it keeps on bouncing back from catastrophe after catastrophe, right now the coronavirus is a big problem.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of Chinese that would come and visit.
Yeah, about 40% of their market was Chinese.
Tourist market, yeah.
Now it's gone.
And it's gone. I mean, there's no Chinese wandering around. Plenty of Koreans and Japanese coming to check things out. But, you know, there's an Asian financial crisis going on right now, so there'll probably be fewer of those, too.
Yep.
Just saying, might be some real estate deals coming on down the pike in Saipan. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things cryptocurrency. All you have to do is go to Bitcoin.com. If you're a noob, you can go there and download a wallet. You can purchase some Bitcoin Cash. You can... you can see videos that will teach you all about it. You cannot claim to not know about cryptocurrency at this point. You may not know about it, but it's your fault, not Bitcoin.com's. They've put the information out there, and I've told you. Bitcoin.com, they've got the newest news for those that aren't the neophytes. Go to news.bitcoin.com. They make it possible for you to get cryptocurrency without going through any kind of government tracking or, you know, Lord knows whether it's the triads or whoever's tracking you. Just go to local.bitcoin.com. They make it easy. It's bitcoin.com. So we were talking about grievance culture in the last segment because we were spurred on by a story here that basically says feminists now feel that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, iconic feminist, is behind the times. That her ideas that women should be treated equally under the law and just generally are, you know, they're outdated.
Yeah.
Women need quotas, hiring quotas.
The only thing I have to say to RBG is, okay, boomer.
Right, that's it, right? Is
never mind that she's not a boomer.
Right, she's probably silent generation or even pre-war.
I mean, how old is she now at this point?
I don't know the answer to that. She looks old. I don't think she's going to make it. I've looked up her age before, and I don't think she's going to make it through another Trump presidency if Trump gets another term. And this is one of the things that has the left just so agitated.
Well, what scares me is how openly they're talking about their proposed solutions. You see them saying things like, let's just pack the Supreme Court. Don't worry, we'll get back in there eventually, and let's just increase the number from 9 to 13 or 15, however many it takes.
Now, this is something that absolutely, positively should be outlawed constitutionally. There should be a constitutional number of Supreme Court justices. What Franklin Delano Roosevelt did should have been an executable offense when he went ahead and just added seats to the Supreme Court. People complain that, oh, Trump said some things that he shouldn't have said to the Ukrainian prime minister. We need to do terrible things to him. Well, they don't say it about FDR. And FDR did something, in my opinion, that should have had his little polio-ridden butt drug out by his hair out of the White House and had his head lopped off by an axe on the White House lawn. I mean, this was serious treason against the American Republic.
Well, some have gone as far to say it was a revolution.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The start of the Fourth Republic.
I don't know which one the third or second were either.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track.
We did a fifth now.
Yeah. I mean, you got the Articles of Confederation being illegally replaced by the Constitution.
Right. Arguably illegally. I think that it's worth pointing out to everybody who loves the Constitution that they had to threaten Rhode Island with a blockade, an act of war, to get them to sign the Constitution.
Yeah.
And I don't believe for a second...
I don't think that's an enforceable contract, right?
No. No, it's not. But...
Not that it was being enforced anyways, right? When does the Constitution stop the government from expanding?
It's enforced in so much as it gives the government an argument for existence. Right? Like, they have credence for existing. But other than that...
Yeah.
I had a young man, same young man who didn't know whether Charlie Chaplin was in 1820 or 1920, was acting in 1820 or 1920, asked me, what if I called into your show and claimed to be an anarchist and said anarchy was the solution? Were you there for this question?
I heard that.
I said, what would you do? I said, I'd ask you to define it. And like there was silence.
Oh.
And I said, are you just talking about no rules at all? Or are you talking about doing away with a monopoly on force? Still, silence. Ultimately, he came up with and said something like, moving from Arizona to Saipan is anarchy.
Yeah.
But that's all he had.
Well, I think that's the problem a lot of people have nowadays is that they know all the trendy buzzwords to say.
By the way, this guy was a delight to talk to. I enjoyed chatting with him in the evening, and he was quite the talker. But, I just got to say, it was funny to have him. He'd stumbled upon an area that I have a bit of expertise in and asked me about it, and it showed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. As many people, they know the buzzwords, democratic socialism.
Sure.
Look at Sweden, millionaires and billionaires.
Millionaires and billionaires.
This and that. Oppression and all that, slavery, criminal justice reform. They just throw out buzzwords, but there's
Right, they have no foundation for these claims, whatever the claims might be. And I think this is true across the board with, like feminists believe they'll keep on trotting out this old, disproven theory that women are paid 72 cents on the dollar for men. Well, yeah, if you parse the numbers in one way, which is to say take all the men and all the women and line them up and say who's making what, then yeah, the women are making 72 cents on the dollar. But if you're comparing comparable work hours, comparable jobs, comparable this and comparable that, suddenly it turns out women just don't want the higher paid jobs because they require a higher level of commitment to the work.
Yeah, they suck. You're going to be working 60-plus hours a week, slaving away.
And some women
do. Tons of pressure.
Some women absolutely want that, and that they want to be treated equally. And I get that there are times when women are treated, they're probably treated in ways they dislike, you know? But, that's that.
And I think it sort of puts a lot of people off, right? If you came to the table as a feminist saying, hey, there's a couple percent of cases where things aren't working out. What can we do to improve this? And sit down with, a productive effort to improve things versus saying, men are taking all the money. They make women have 72 cents on the dollar. You guys are oppressing us wholesale. Do you just turn people off?
Right. Well, I mean, people immediately, when you make generalizations, people immediately run to pointing out cases that prove that the generalization is not true. And yeah, I mean, absolutely. But I can tell you this. As a radio talk show host, I have a preference for hiring women.
Why is that?
Because their voices are clearly different than mine. Like, nobody's going to confuse you and I. You have a certain
cadence. Different in ideology or different
in
sex appeal?
Just different in sound quality. If you were a woman, no one would confuse you and I on the radio. I don't think people confuse you and I anyway. We have distinct voices, but Ian and I often get confused.
Yeah.
And our voices aren't even that close.
Well, one of you should hold your nose.
Yeah, you can call in now at 855-450-3733.
Daffy Duck will take your calls.
That's what it comes down to is that I can't get women to come on the show as often as I can men. Is it because men like to talk more? Some feminists will tell you that that's true. I don't know.
I think you're oppressing women.
That's right.
That's
what I'm
doing, sir.
I spend my time doing that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get off the air and impress them some more. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.